You know, you can tell what a society values by what it places first. And it's fashionable these days to disdain government and to say it's irrelevant, or even worse, it's the source of most of our problems. But the founders of this country placed the United States Capitol up on a hill, a magnificent stone marble structure. And that was their way of saying, I believe, that politicians come and go, administrations come and go, we're all transient, temporal, but the institution of government shall stand resolute and remain throughout the decades and the centuries. And that's what this Capitol here represents to me, the most beautiful Capitol in the United States, one of the most closely approximates the United States Capitol, that stands on this hill and says again to the people of Minnesota, this is your government. This is belongs to you. And those of us who are fallible and mortal will disappear, be replaced by hope and others following in her stead. But the institution of government, the fact that we have a democratic government, the fact that, as Winston Churchill said, democracy is the worst of all forms of government except for all the rest, that's epitomized in this building. And I just treasure every moment I walk in there. I get tingles in my spine when I look and see how much brighter it is now, how much clearer, how much cleaner. And I hope you can all appreciate that this weekend, especially those of you who are visiting here for the first time, and to appreciate the effort that went into this undertaking. And so most of all, I want to thank the people of Minnesota. It's your tax dollars who built this and rebuilt this great Capitol. Your support made it possible. It's here to serve you. I hope you know that it's your Capitol because it's your government. And those of us who have the privilege of walking in its midst for a short while recognize that we're here for you. Thank you.